for it. There are accidents, there are situations that happen through no one's fault, unavoidable tragedies. And that is not this situation. Your being in front of me today and the circumstances you find yourself in is an inevitable consequence of the decisions you made and the actions you took that night. I hope you took to heart what you heard here from the victim's family, because you caused a great deal of pain to other people that will never go away. You took a life, an innocent life, and that can never be undone. I'll be honest with you, I'm genuinely disturbed by a lot of what I read in the pre-sentence investigation. I don't know that you've learned anything from this experience. If it were not for the victim's family wanting to be spared the pain that going through a trial would put you through, I would give some serious consideration to pulling the plug on this disposition to allow you to go ahead to trial and face the very real prospect of a lengthy term in state prison, because that may be just what you need to fully appreciate the significance of what you've done here. For you to suggest you don't have a problem with drugs, you don't have a problem with alcohol, and you don't need treatment. The fact that you went out after you caused this young woman's death and continue to use alcohol and cocaine and marijuana, that blows my mind. That suggests to me that you have no understanding of what you did here, that you are a deeply deluded young man. You are going to get the full 6 months in jail that your sentence calls for, because you need to be punished. And when you get out, you're going to be on a 5-year term of strict probation. You read through and signed those terms of probation here this morning. Do you understand those? That is good, because you're going to need to comply with those terms and conditions of probation. Should it be proven to me that you used any illegal drug or alcohol or drove an automobile or violated any other term and condition of your probation, you should assume that I'm going to sentence you to the maximum term that the law will allow me to send you to state prison, to the extent that you need an incentive to get straight and fly right. Operate under that assumption.